Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, my relationship is going up in smoke. Now listen carefully, because this is not the kind of smoke you think it is. It says, Dear Stephen Shirley, my lady and I have been dating for 3 years. We met at work. She's a nurse and I am an administrator. We love working together because we get to eat lunch together several days a week. Back in June, we were headed to lunch and I was dying to try this new barbecue food truck that was parked in the courtyard of the hospital. You could smell that good hickory wood smoke smell from a mile away. My girl was reluctant to eat there, but I begged her. So we went to order our food. As I was paying for the food, the cook threw the food at me and looked at my girl with the nastiest look on his face. I noticed my girl didn't make eye contact with him, and she walked away quickly. We sat down, and my girlfriend told me the cook was her crazy ex, and he owns the barbecue food truck. She told me that he's obsessed with her, but she does not talk to him at all. Fast forward to a few weeks ago, and my girl told me she was going out with her girls. Well, afterwards, she came to my house, and when she got there, she smelled like she had been barbecuing ribs all day. Damn. I immediately thought she was with her ex, but I didn't say anything. A week after that, I went to my girl's house after leaving the gym, and again, she had that same smoky barbecue smell in her clothes and hair. I was ready to confront her this time, but I didn't want to falsely accuse her of messing with her ex. This is the best woman I've ever been with, and I don't want to blow it with my suspicions. How do you think I should handle it? I don't want this to all blow up in smoke and I lose my girl over it. Please help. Well, it's about to blow up, okay? It's about to go down. It's about to blow up in your face, all of that. I mean, really, come on now. You know what's up. You already know who smells like barbecue. Who just randomly smells like barbecue if they haven't been by, if they haven't been with, or if they haven't been next to some what? Some barbecue. Come on. She's with dude, okay? That's the only way that, you know, in the words of Uncle Charlie Wilson, the onlyest way she could be smelling like this. You're afraid to say anything to her about it? I mean, it's so obvious that she's been with him. It's so obvious for whatever reason she's been with him, because no one just randomly smells like barbecue. Come on. And they had that, you know, little interaction when you were up there paying for the food, when he had the nasty look on his face and she didn't want you to buy the barbecue. I mean, it's all laid out for you right there. There are clues all over the place. She smelled like she had been barbecuing ribs all day. Do you know how much? Do you know? You've got to be in there if you're smelling like you've been barbecuing ribs all day. All right. That means, you know, she didn't take a shower or anything. She was just with him. At least she could have taken a shower before she came to see you. Yeah, you immediately thought it was her ex because that was the truth. You didn't say anything. So you went. And then next time you went over her house after the gym, she smelled like barbecue again, this time in her clothes and her hair. How much more proof do you need? She's been with him. Confront her, okay? This is the deal. You don't want to falsely accuse her of messing with her ex. The proof is right there in her clothes and in her hair. Okay, she's the best woman that you've ever been with. You don't want to blow it on your suspicions. All right, well, sorry. She's been with this other guy, all right? You got to talk to her about this and tell her you know what's up. And, you know, if she doesn't come clean, you're going to have to move on, because she's been lying all this time and the proof is in her clothes and hair. All right, Junior, what you got?
Surely. Uh-huh. You're absolutely correct. Yeah. I don't see how he don't see this.
I know.
If you see a truck with a pit behind it, that's her. That's her man. Uh-huh. Well, how is you confused? Been with women all the time, but if I smell ribs, mm-hmm, and it's a Wednesday, uh-huh, or if you smell like chicken, mm-hmm, and it's on a Thursday, but the oven ain't on, then she probably going out with the barbecue man. We had this dude in Houston, right? Uh-huh. This dude, with the boogity, it's his name, Shred, no lie.
Uh-huh.
Boogity, 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 boo-dad man. That's his name.
That's a long name.
Am I lying, Tommy?
What's his name?
Carla, am I lying? I'm not telling the truth. His line is, it's the boogity, 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 boo-dad man. That's his line.
It was good, though.
It was good.
Delicious. Yeah.
But if I am at the club, and all he do, Shirley, at the club, pull up about 2 in the morning, when you come at the club, it's the boogity, 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 boo-dad man. He outside. If I smell his boudin, I know your ass been missing, right?
Yeah.
There ain't nowhere in the world. Where you get that smell from?
Right. Mm. Where else?
Where else?
Is there barbecue perfume? Oh, I don't think so.
No.
I
don't think so. It ain't but one person. Yeah. So what is he confused about?
I know. I know.
Forget it's the best one you've been with. Find somebody who don't like barbecue.
Yeah. Or who doesn't like to lie, guys.
All right, listen.
Come on, Jay. Tommy, we know you barbecue all the time, so you got a lot to say on this subject, I'm sure. Jay, get us started, and then we'll take a break and come back to you.
Okay, I just want to say how damn selfish this guy is. And when we come back, I can break it all down, but he's being very, very selfish. I mean, he has reached the epitome of life. I mean, I'll bring it back.
Let's recap this strawberry letter.
Yes.
And then we'll get to part two of your response, Jay. And we got to hear from the barbecuing nephew. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Subject, my relationship is going up in smoke. A young man wrote this letter. He and his lady have been dating for 3 years. They met at work. She's a nurse. He's an administrator. They love working together, having lunch together. Back a couple of months ago, there was a food truck parked in the courtyard of the hospital where they work. She's a nurse, like I said, and he's an administrator. And you could smell it, he says. You know, everybody knows how good barbecue smells. Even if you're a vegan, you can't deny that. Anyway, they went up to the truck to buy some barbecue, the barbecue that his girl did not want to eat, mind you. So he noticed that his girlfriend didn't make eye contact with the guy, the cook, and the cook gave her the nastiest look ever. So he paid for the barbecue. The girlfriend finally confessed that that was her crazy ex who owned the barbecue truck. She told him a couple lies. One was that she was going out with her girl. She came back smelling like all kinds of barbecue. Then he went to the gym, went over her house. She smelled like barbecue all with her clothes and her hair and everything. She's telling him she's not seeing him. He doesn't want to accuse her because she's the best woman he's ever had. He doesn't want it to blow up in his face with all of his suspicions. He's got the proof. So there it is. Come on, Jay. So you were saying he's selfish.
Okay. Real quick. Can everybody think about the best barbecue that they know? Just real quick. We all got one, right?
The best barbecue.
Yeah. Can you also think about the best person in your life that you found, your mate, love, this is it? Can you think about that, too?
Of course.
Yes, you can. Yeah. Now, here's a man that God has given him both of these things, the best damn barbecue and a good damn woman. Do you know how hard it is to find all of these things in life? A good woman and good barbecue, and you want to mess it up by confronting people? You want to confront people and give up good ass barbecue and a good ass damn woman? Fool, count your blessing. God gave you this for a reason. He wouldn't have put this on you had not you been able to deal with this. He gave you a good woman, and he knows you like barbecue, so he gave you good-ass barbecue. So what if the barbecue man is with your woman? Who gives a damn? Do you want to lose the barbecue? Do you want to lose the woman? Because what's about to happen, mark my words, you're about to lose both of them. You're about to lose your good-ass woman and some good-ass barbecue, some real delicious, I mean, sauce all on your clothes, good-ass barbecue, and you're about to lose a good woman.
What you need
to do is sit down and shut up and count your damn blessings. God has blessed you, son.
Come on, Jay.
You up there complaining. Shut up, fool. Just shut your damn mouth.
Jay. Now would be a good time to let everybody know that you're still a vegan, by the way.
But good barbecue is good barbecue, all right?
Right.
All right, come on, the barbecuer in the group today. What you got,
okay,
nephew?
Let me say something. You know, I know I'm supposed to help him and everything. I really don't care about helping him. I want to know where this man is barbecuing for Labor Day weekend. That's what I want to know. I don't care about what you going through. You need to just suck it up. Don't nobody break up with a barbecue man in the summertime. Who do that? Who do that? And you can't go over there saying nothing either and mess it up for the people at the hospital. Now they ain't got the food truck no more because you done messed it all up. Sit your ass down and get a plate and be quiet. And let me ask you something. When you smelling, what is you smelling?
What do you mean?
Is it hickory?
Oh.
Is it mesquite?
Yeah, he
said
hickory.
Is it that red oak? Is what exactly do you think you... How can I get you to send Tommy a plate? That's all I really am asking for.
That's all you care
now,
about.
When you smell her hair, do you think you smell that rub in there? I really would like no kind of rub he putting on his rib. What are you
crazy.
Smelling? You know what I'm saying? When he get through with her butt, do you think y'all could possibly send me a Boston butt? Do you think?
Oh, I was like, excuse me? What?
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I, this is the kind of person that you know. They got them wings that just break away.
Ooh, delicious.
I'm talking about when you stick that flat part in your mouth and pull it out and got them two bones in your hand and ain't no meat left. That's what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about that. I'm talking about some nice links and chicken. Do you smell that when you smell it, huh?
Wow.
Do you smell it?
Yeah, I'll get you too.
Delicious.
I love that.
Your woman is delicious. Your woman is brisket delicious. Ain't nothing like a fine brisket woman. With some sauce on her,
man.
Too.
Yeah.
The fireman,
we smell like radio.
Fire.
We smell like radio.
We smell like radio.
We smell like radio. I don't know. I didn't know what radio smelled like till we started working here, but we smell like radio.
Yeah.
The man at the
shut
zoo.
Up. She could be dating the garbage man, and then that's a whole different smell right there.
He's so ungrateful, Jay.
Mm-hmm. You know, the zookeeper. You know, he smells like the zoo, though.
Zookeeper.
Okay, does the fact escape you guys that she is messing around with her ex?
It's all in the sauce.
I mean, I think he just, if he,
so
he
she
wants
gets a pass because he can barbecue.
Yeah,
because
he can barbecue. Yeah.
He the only one that don't know what's going on.
Right, right. And he does know. He really does. Yeah. How can
maybe
you not
your
know?
Links ain't as good as his links.
Hello. Okay.
Hello.
There it is. Ta-da.
Maybe your links ain't as good as his links.
All right. Well, you said a mouthful right there, sir.
That's that Chapel Hill.
You can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM, or you can check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand, baby.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.